Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, let's get to the Blazers, shall we? They had a tale of two different stories this weekend. Friday night, Bob, did not go well. They got ran out of the gym by Milwaukee. They couldn't make a shot inside 5 feet. They were down by 7. At the end of the first quarter, now they did a good job at least cutting back into it a little bit. And at one point in the third, I want to say it was like a 60-58 game. And then things got out of hand and they were outscored by 17 eventually in the third quarter. 127-109 was your final. They tried to cut it to like 10 or 11 a couple of times in the fourth, and then they waved the white flag.
Yeah.
They did not make a bench field goal, I want to say, until early in the fourth quarter when Anthony Simons knocked down a shot. Carmelo Anthony started like 0 for 362. I might be exaggerating, but that's what it felt like. And then they bounce back and they beat the Thunder, who sucked by 50 points this weekend. What do we make, though? Friday, we know it's a barometer week. Yeah. They got two big ones coming up, Clippers and Jazz, later this week. Did not start well in the showcase games on Friday night.
I think it summed up who you are and who you have been for basically this entire season. By the way, they started 0 for 16
as
from
a
bench.
Yeah. It's...
And when Simons made it, obviously you go to 1 for 17.
Yikes.
So
if Melo was going to shoot one more time, I was going to throw my damn phone through the TV.
Well, I'm kind of at the point where, and I didn't read anything post game, so admittedly I might have just missed this. And I was like you this weekend. I saw your golf tweet. I really wasn't on Twitter all that much this weekend. I wanted to unplug a little bit. Did Jones get hurt? Because Derek Jones Jr. played 11 minutes, and I got to the point in watching Milwaukee, because I was watching with a couple buddies, where I'm watching the Milwaukee game and we're just getting frustrated and we're getting frustrated and Melo is playing 30 minutes and he's shooting 2 of 12.
I mean, he started 0 for 10.
Over 10,
and
yes.
Then he made his last two.
And I just kept thinking, I get this. You want offense because you have no defense and your offense is your best defense. But at some point, you've got to say, Giannis cannot be stopped. Can we put the best, lengthiest, athletic guy and give him our best shot? That sure as hell is not Carmelo Anthony. To me, that'd be more of a Derek Jones Jr. I'll go back and look to see if he was hurt. Maybe he was, and I missed it. That being said, the unfortunate nature...
He was. He didn't play against OKC at least on Saturday
night. Well, I saw he didn't play Saturday, but I couldn't remember.
Okay. So maybe, yeah, it probably happened at some point in that game.
But the thing with the Blazers, and you can say this is unfair, but this is just the reality, man. Because of what's riding for their potential offseason and moves, you are going to be judged by Friday and not Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was really happy to see them respond and comfortably blow out Oklahoma City by 50 points. I turned that game on for a quick second after the Gonzaga-UCLA game, and I thought, okay, they've got that one in hand. Oklahoma City's terrible. Friday night's the game people care about. Friday night was, you're only a three-point dog. Friday night was, you're only a plus 125 on the money line. Friday night was, what are you, after that road trip, winning four games in a row, what are you against a contending team with Norman Powell? It's your first sample with Norman, with a healthy Nurkic coming back from the injury, with CJ back into the lineup. That was your, here's your moment, where you stand. It's not that I'm expecting you to beat Milwaukee. Milwaukee is a damn good basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
It's the nature in which you lose, and it wasn't close. I couldn't believe they were only down 7 at the half. And somebody responded, that 7's more of a 20. And I didn't disagree with that point. And that's kind of what the third quarter basically brought to the forefront, is they went down by 17 points in one quarter. Unfortunately, you're graded by Friday and not Saturday. And Friday was an incredibly awful showing. And we'll see what they have against the Clippers. They've got a couple tough games coming up on their schedule.
Yeah, you got the Clippers tomorrow, and then you got the Jazz on what, on Friday, Thursday or Friday?
And those, like, you can beat these garbage teams. You're only going to be graded and thought of by how you perform against those other groups.
Yeah, it was almost their entire season in a microcosm, wasn't it, this weekend, where they do what they're supposed to do on Saturday night, but they don't show Friday. I'm really curious to see how they play the next couple of nights. If they lose against the Clippers and the Jazz, it is going to be full panic mode, and I can't blame anybody for feeling that way. The only reason that I'm slightly hesitant on overreacting to Friday night, it was not a good showing. It was incredibly frustrating to watch, especially considering the fact that Dame had a really good game. He had 32 points, and they eventually, he only played 34 minutes. They got him out of there late because the game was over. It felt like he wasted a great Dame performance. To not make a shot as a bench until the fourth quarter and start 0 for 16, look, their bench isn't the best in the NBA. That's not necessarily a norm for this team. And I can't even begin to count the number of things that they missed in and around the hoop. Nurkic, it felt like, missed 5 shots within 2 feet of the hoop. Kantor had a bad game.
Kantor had one, maybe his worst game of the
points.
Year.
He had 2 points in 14 minutes. That's not Kantor.
And only six boards.
Only six boards, right? He's a guy that you can usually rely on coming off the bench. CJ was a no-show, basically, in the first half. He had a couple of shots maybe in the third, but didn't have a great game. Powell didn't have a great game. So it was one of those where it felt like everybody had an off night outside of one player. And I understand the want to look at that and say, see, they can't beat good teams. And hell, if they lose tomorrow and they lose Thursday to Utah, I'm right there with you. That's a terrible showing over a week, and you would have lost all three of the games that we considered to be important to start the month of April. But that's the only reason I'm pumping the brakes, is it felt like it was an uncharacteristic offensive night. We know they're terrible defensively. They're always going to be bad defensively.
I'm pushing back on that, because when they lose these games, we always find that thing to say, well, this happened or this did not go right. Like if they lose to a Milwaukee-esque team and Dame doesn't play well, what do we say? Well, Dame had an off game. It's tough. You can't win those games when Dame doesn't play well. Lose that game and CJ has a bad game, well, CJ just didn't play a great game. You got great bench production. And then there's always something with this team that when they don't win those games, we point to and go, well, this didn't go well. That's the difference, though. That's the difference between you and the top of the league. I mean, their big three got 89 points. Your big three, statistically scoring-wise, of McCollum, Dame, and Powell, got you 62. Their three were better than your three. And at the end of the day, it boils down to the biggest horses. The best racehorse in this thing is always going to triumphantly win, and that's what's going to leave you in the playoffs. And that's how you're measured. Where do you stack up with your X amount of best players versus the other teams? And right now when they play these good teams, Dirt, they're not winning them.
They're not winning
them. They do not fare well against teams above 500.